Steve Jobs wasn't just a tech entrepreneur. He was a cultural revolutionary who transformed how we interact with technology. Born to unwed graduate students and adopted by a working-class California couple, Jobs grew up believing he was special and that ordinary rules didn't apply to him. This conviction became his superpower and his curse. From his early days tinkering in Silicon Valley garages to building the world's most valuable company, Jobs operated at the intersection of technology and humanities. What made him extraordinary wasn't technical genius. His partner Steve Wozniak handled most of the early engineering, but rather his uncanny ability to envision products people didn't yet know they wanted. His obsession with simplicity, beauty, and user experience created devices that felt magical rather than mechanical. Why did Jobs succeed where others failed? Because he understood something profound. Technology should serve human needs rather than force humans to adapt to technology's limitations. In 1976, Jobs and Wozniak launched Apple after seeing potential in Wozniak's computer circuit board. With just $1,300 from selling personal items, they began assembling Apple I computers in the Jobs family garage. Their first break came when local store owner Paul Terrell ordered 50 units. The Apple II marked their true breakthrough, a fully integrated computer with keyboard and color graphics in an elegant case. At the 1977 West Coast Computer Fair, Jobs distinguished Apple with professional displays and plush carpet. This attracted venture capitalist Mike Markula, who invested $250,000 and established Apple's core philosophy: customer empathy, focused priorities, and quality presentation. The company went public in 1980, making Jobs worth $256 million at age 25. After visiting Xerox PARC and seeing their graphical interface, Jobs envisioned computing's future. This led to the Macintosh in 1984, launched with the famous 1984 Super Bowl commercial, which introduced user-friendly computing with icons, windows, and a mouse. In 1985, Jobs was forced out of Apple after clashing with CEO John Sculley and the board. "What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone," he later recalled. "It was devastating." Jobs responded by founding Next, a computer company targeting education and business markets. His perfectionism drove the development of a technically brilliant but commercially unsuccessful $6,500 computer, complete with custom-built factories and meticulously designed components. In a pivotal move, Jobs purchased Lucasfilm's computer graphics division for $10 million, renaming it Pixar. Though initially focused on graphics computers, the company found its true calling in animation under director John Lasseter. After Jobs invested nearly $50 million, Pixar created Toy Story in 1995, the first fully computer-animated feature film and that year's highest-grossing movie. These years away from Apple proved transformative. Jobs reconnected with his biological family, married Lorene Powell, started a family, and learned to nurture creative talent. When Apple acquired Next in 1996, he was ready for an extraordinary comeback. When Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, the company was 90 days from bankruptcy, with a 4% market share and $1 billion in losses. His turnaround strategy focused on one principle: making great products. His first controversial move was partnering with Microsoft, which invested $150 million and committed to developing Office for Mac. Despite the audience's initial hostility, Jobs insisted on viewing Microsoft as a partner. He then simplified Apple's product line by 70%, focusing on just four core products. The Think Different campaign was launched, celebrating rebels and misfits who changed the world, reconnecting Apple with its revolutionary spirit. In 1998, Jobs and designer Jonathan Ive introduced the iMac, whose translucent blue case revolutionized computer aesthetics. "It looks like it's from another planet," Jobs said, "a planet with better designers." It became Apple's fastest-selling computer. Against expert advice, Jobs launched Apple retail stores, creating sleek technology showcases with signature glass staircases and genius bars. The stores achieved record-breaking sales per square foot. By 2001, Apple had returned to profitability, and Jobs became permanent CEO, setting the stage for Apple's evolution into a consumer electronics giant. When Jobs proposed the iPod in 2001, he aimed to replace inefficient MP3 players. After finding a tiny Toshiba hard drive, he set ambitious targets: 8-month launch, thousands of songs, all-day battery, and simple operation. The team created an elegant white device with a revolutionary scroll wheel interface, promising 1,000 songs in your pocket. The iPod's success came from both its hardware and seamless iTunes integration. The 2003 iTunes Store launch completed the ecosystem. Facing widespread music piracy, Jobs convinced record labels to sell individual songs for 99 cents. The store sold 1 million tracks in its first week and became the world's largest music retailer. This approach, combining elegant design with seamless integration, became Apple's winning formula, marking its transformation into a company that would reshape technology and multiple industries. In 2007, Jobs launched the iPhone, driven by his concern that smartphones would cannibalize iPods. After engineers showed him a multi-touch tablet prototype, he recognized its potential for phones, making decisive choices, eliminating physical keyboards, using glass screens, and simplifying the interface. At launch, Jobs presented the iPhone as three devices in one: widescreen iPod, revolutionary phone, and internet communicator. While competitors rushed to copy it, they missed its core innovation, the seamless hardware-software integration that created an emotional connection with users. The iPad, launched in 2010, realized Jobs' tablet vision. Initially dismissed as just a big iPhone, it carved a new category between smartphones and laptops, becoming a preferred device for browsing, reading, and entertainment, eventually outselling Macs. These devices transformed our relationship with technology. The iPhone made mobile internet essential to daily life, while the iPad freed computing from the desk, making it a casual, comfortable experience. Jobs had opened new possibilities for human connection. What makes someone truly change the world? For Jobs, it was an unwavering belief that passion and perfectionism matter more than profit. Even as his cancer progressed, he focused on creating his final masterpieces: the iPhone 4, iPad, and Apple's Spaceship Campus, driven by his desire to put a dent in the universe. His management style was notoriously difficult, dividing the world into enlightened and bozos, products into insanely great or shit. While his harsh criticism could alternate with inspiration, his philosophy was simple: by expecting them to do great things, you can get them to do great things. Jobs' genius lay in integrating technology with humanities. At his final iPad launch in 2011, he emphasized, "It's in Apple's DNA that technology alone is not enough. It's technology married with liberal arts, married with the humanities, that yields us the result that makes our hearts sing." This intersection of technology and human needs defined his work. He saw computers as extensions of ourselves and pursued simplicity through reduced complexity. His death on October 5, 2011, marked the loss of a cultural icon who transformed our relationship with technology, leaving behind his core belief: "My passion has been to build an enduring company where people were motivated to make great products. Everything else was secondary."